America's number one nature gossiping podcast with Joe the Tea Spiller. You want to know what's hot? No holds barred and nothing off the brick? As always, on What Forest Celebs Unhinged, sponsored by Ceridia Glow. Forest Celebs Unhinged, unlocking Reddit secret stories.
Slay!
Welcome back to another episode of Forest Celebs Unhinged, with me, your host, Joe. We've got a great episode for you tonight. Now, I know that last week I caused a bit of controversy when I called Larry from Reality Microbiome Thunderdome problematic for their lichen-baiting performance, even though that's really what we've all been thinking. But tonight, you won't believe it, people. Tonight we've got Larry himself on the show to give us some more satisfying answers. So Larry, what have you got to say for yourself?
Hello, Joe, and thanks for having me on the show. I indeed have some answers for you that might be groundbreaking, if I do say so myself. In fact, I'm willing to give you some exclusive info, but let's just start with the question first.
Ooh, Larry, what a way to build up anticipation. So, you heard him, folks. Keep listening if you want to hear the tea being spilled. So, Larry, as you know, fans of the show canceled you on Twitter for your portrayal of a lichen character while not being yourself a lichen. What have you to say about that? What are you trying to hide from us, Larry?
You know, Joe, what happened on the TV show was not intended. This was not my decision, and the script was changed without my input, and I also felt deeply conflicted over this decision. However, after this incident, I took some days off and I left myself some time to think, and I made a decision. I made my decision to stop hiding and to hopefully make a milestone in history of the rights of every lichen being on this earth.
Oh, wow. Larry, this sounds like a big reveal. So are you trying to say...
Yes, Joe. Yes. This is a coming out. I am not just Larry from Reality Microbiome Thunderdome. I am Larry the Lichen. And I want everybody to know it. I will show you my apothecia right now.
Okay. So, what I see on your head right now is...
Yes. What you see now, this is my apothecia. A beautiful part of my body used for reproduction.
Wow. This is fascinating, and I still have to process what I just learned. So what else makes you a lichen?
Well, let me start at the very beginning. My body is very different if you compare it to the body of a moss, for example. I am a living symbiosis made of a fungus and a photobion. The photobion can be algae or cyanobacteria.
Wait, that's amazing. So two different organisms come together and make a lichen?
Well, yeah, sometimes even bacteria and yeast add to the other two parts. This has been discovered only a few years ago. It is pretty amazing what scientists find out about our bodies these days.
Very interesting. So you dropped the word symbiote.
Oh, you mean symbiosis? Yes, that's a crazy term, right? So it basically means that two different organisms come together for life and for a biological union.
Amazing. But how can you make sure that both parts of the symbiosis are really healthy and happy, and one isn't ruling over the other?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Joe, this is an amazing question. If you want more information on that, I can recommend the special issue of the New York Times Between Parasitism and Mutualism, Current Controversies on the Lichen's Body. In fact, more and more lichens wonder how exactly the relationship between our body parts work. And however, this probably gets too complicated for most listeners right now. Probably masses are already making assumptions about us being schizophrenic.
No. Larry, thank you so much for giving us insight on these topics. Actually, I never really thought about how it is to be a lichen. mostly because I also really didn't understand a lot about it. Now, forgive me if I'm offending here, but aren't lichens and mosses basically the same thing?
Yeah, that's actually a really common misconception, Joe. So there are some similarities. For example, we're both cryptograms, meaning that we reproduce without seeds or flowers, but that's pretty much where the similarities end. The main differences are that mosses are just a regular plant with leaves, while lichens are made up of the symbiotic relationship between a fungus and a protobion, what I was talking about earlier. Also, lichens are very diverse and can live almost anywhere, while mosses really only like to live in damp and shady environments.
Fascinating. Another thing I was really wondering about is your appearance. So, we all know Fred Kosis, the tall green guy with long green hair on Instagram. He came out as a lichen weeks ago. We also know Kurt Kosis from Nature's Next Top Model, who also outed himself as a lichen, but looks completely different. Just given their beautiful textured skin. And then I see you, Larry, and you also look totally different with your lobes and shorter body. You're all so different, and you all say you're lichens, and how can that be?
Oh, I see. Of course, this can be a bit confusing. You know, you have to know that in general, there are three different growth forms. So Fred Kosis, for example, has the body type of a fruticose lichen, while Kurtosis, on the other side, is a crustose lichen. And then there's me, a foliose lichen. We might all look very different on the outside, but the way our body is built is actually really similar, and we are all lichens.
Well, that's interesting. And I think this kind of makes sense, too. And now, well, we have you as an expert by our side. Maybe you can also help me out with that one. So, the other day, I overheard a discussion on the bus where two lichens were talking about wanting a child, and how should I explain that? They were talking about asexual and sexual reproduction, their different options, and I was a bit confused. So.
Yeah, that is indeed an interesting point about us lichens. You already know about my apothecia. This is our sexual reproductive structures, and it is a fungi. Whereas we also have Isidia and Ceridia. Wait, let me just roll up my sleeves and you can see mine. Here you go. So Ceridia and Isidia are our asexual reproductive structures, which is for the vegetative reproduction. So that means if this couple you heard in the bus wants to form little new baby lichens, they just have to...
Yeah, thank you, Larry, for insight on that topic. I think for now we know enough. Maybe you could give us one final answer on why lichens are important to our world, which is, I assume, the whole thing you wanted to bring across by coming here.
Yes, you are totally right. By my choice to out myself as a lichen, I want to take one step further into a world in which everybody knows the importance and uniqueness of lichens, and especially knows that we are not mosses. We are amazing construction workers for the bird folks, and we help the ecosystem to be balanced and keep the nutrition cycling. And now, here for all to hear, I am proud to be a lichen. I am proud to be a part of this wonderful, colorful world that contains lichens in every forms and sizes.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, Larry, and letting the world know more about lichens. And now, a word from our sponsors at Ceridia Glow.
Does your Ceridia suffer from poor air quality? I know mine did, but then I tried Ceridia Glow. Now it's lively and powdery as ever. I love it, and you will too. Get yours today at www.ceridia.scan.com with your first order 10% off with code JOE. That's JOE all caps at www.ceridia.scan.com for your first Ceridia Glow treatment 10% off. Order today!
And welcome back to Forest Celebs Unhinged. You just heard me talking to Larry from Reality Microbiome Thunderdome about his experience as a lichen actor working in Redwood. Next up, we'll be talking with Miles Moss about his upcoming... Wait, sorry folks, my producer is telling me the president is making a surprise statement right now about our podcast. Let's tune in.
My fellow Americans, as I was listening to Forrest Celebs Unhinged today, I was moved by the story of Larry the Lichen and felt compelled to stand before you today to speak about an often overlooked group in our society, lichens. As we navigate the complexities of today's world, we must remember the invaluable work that lichens do to contribute to our great nation. They're the pioneers of resilience, thriving in diverse habitats, from the Arctic tundra to the deserts of the Southwest. Lichens have been resilient survivors for millions of years, adapting to various climates and challenging conditions. Beyond their ecological importance, lichens offer us a profound lesson in cooperation and unity. The symbiotic relationship between the fungal and algal components of lichens demonstrates the strength that emerges when different entities come together for a common purpose. In a world that often feels divided, we can draw inspiration from these organisms and strive for harmonious coexistence. In honor of the inspiring story of Larry the Lichen, I will personally fund his next movie, Mossio and Lichenette. In conclusion, ask not what lichens can do for you, ask what you can do for lichens.
Wow. Folks, wasn't that amazing? Anyways, thank you for joining me on today's episode. As always, I'm your host, Joe, and I'll see you on the next episode of Forrest Celebs Unhinged. Forrest Celebs Unhinged. Unlucky Red Secret Stories.
Slay!
Can you now also say the first part? Hold on. That and then after that.
Should we do this as like a jingle or?
Yeah, I want to do this as a jingle. Yeah.
You got a tune in mind or like?
I would just.